This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. Now, if you're just tuning in to us for the first time, I just want to let you know that Jeff is a former morning radio DJ. He retired 2.5 years ago, and we sold everything, bought an RV, and took off to see America.
That's right. We wanted to see all the stuff we missed while we were working.
That's right.
Does that sound familiar? Well, I'll tell you. This podcast is about our greatest hits from last year, because we have some places that you might consider visiting this year that we visited last year.
Yep.
And we thoroughly checked them out, and they were great places to go. Not only that, but the season has kind of started a little bit late this year because of the weather. Everybody's had bad weather.
Yeah.
It's been cold.
Oh, it's been terrible.
Rainy, snowy in parts.
Uh-huh.
But before we get started, one of the most asked questions that we get is about the internet. What do you do for the internet? Well, we're really fine with Verizon hotspots. Now, we don't endorse Verizon or anybody else. That's just what we use. People say they like T-Mobile, AT&T, many like the new Starlink system from SpaceX. Many choices out there, but make sure you do your research, because your needs are going to be different from anyone else. Maybe you work full-time and you need a lot of bandwidth, who knows? But the Texas Attorney General is taking action against one company, accusing it of a $75 million deceptive scheme. So be careful. This company also had a lot of YouTubers and social media influencers endorsing them. So there's a lot of embarrassed people now because their viewers and listeners lost money.
What a mess.
Now, we only mention items that we personally use or have thoroughly checked out, like an extension cord or a hose clamp or something like that. We don't get money for anything we talk about. I mean, we've had offers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had offers for dog food, right?
Yeah, well, dog things. I'm not sure what, but we don't have a dog, so.
No, so we wouldn't accept money for that.
Right,
that
but wouldn't make jewelry. No sense.
Jewelry, yeah.
Yes.
Somebody, hey, we have jewelry. You need jewelry when you RV. No, we're not doing that.
We don't need that.
However, what you need are some ideas about maybe where to go this year
mm-hmm.
with your RV, or if you're traveling in any type of motor vehicle. Now, cars and pickup trucks have these collapsible tents that you literally do camping in your car or pickup
yeah.
truck. So there's so many different ways of doing this. But we have a list of 10 places that you might consider going, and they're in no particular order.
Right.
So let's start with number one.
All right. Number one.
One of your favorites.
Oh, yeah. Kanab, Utah and Zion National Park.
Right. And less than 2 hours from Zion is Bryce Canyon National Park.
Mm-hmm.
People argue which one is better. That's how good they are.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Now, I got some good news. No reservations are needed for those two parks right now. But check at the National Park Service website. It's nps.gov. If you want to hike the famous Angel Falls Landing Trail, you have to have a permit for that.
Wow.
And you can get that at nps.gov.
Yeah. Now, so, we did hike that trail.
Yes, we did.
That was amazing.
Oh, it's a tremendous hike.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And also, there's the Narrows there.
Yes.
And that's closed right now.
The Narrows is closed right now to hiking and canyoneering because the water flow has exceeded 600 cubic feet per second since mid-April.
Wow.
Yeah. And when the flow is less than 150 cubic feet per second, for 24 hours, that's when they're going to open it back up.
Which means nothing to me. Oh. I don't know what that all means. All I know is that it's a lot
of water. It's a lot of water.
From that snowpack.
Yeah.
But thank you, Patty, for being scientific.
You're welcome.
So, all right.
It was hard to say that.
I know. What's number two on our list?
Number two is the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
But also Horseshoe Bend in Page, Arizona.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, that's about two and a half hours from the South Rim.
Right. Well, we left Utah and headed south, and we hit Page, Arizona, and that's where we went to Horseshoe Bend. You have to pay to park. It's $10.
Right.
And then it might be like about a 15-minute walk down this trail, and that's when you get to the overlook of Horseshoe Bend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, beautiful.
It's incredible.
Oh, well worth it.
Definitely worth it. So that drive from Kanab to the Grand Canyon was fantastic.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Because we came in from the north. So if you can check out the north rim of the Grand Canyon, it's really well worth it.
Yeah, we've heard that. We haven't been to the north rim, but we've heard it's fantastic also.
But we've been to Lake Powell and also Horseshoe Bend.
And then 2.5 hours from Horseshoe Bend is the Grand Canyon Village on the south rim of the Grand Canyon.
So
cute little town, great lodging, very beautiful.
Yeah, a great place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Number three on our list that you might consider visiting this year.
Number three is Michigan.
Michigan. Last summer, we had a blast. We drove up the entire west coast of Michigan, all the way up to Holland. That was one of your favorite places.
Yep, we stopped first in Saugatuck. And then we went to Holland. Oh, I loved it. We stayed at a state park on the beach. It was beautiful.
It was great.
Yeah, we did Traverse City. That's where we got stuck in the sand at the state park.
Make sure if you go to a state park in Michigan that you thoroughly check out the site before you drive on it.
Yeah.
Because they have sandy soil and they don't tell you and you can easily get stuck.
Yeah.
And we weren't the only it cost us and we weren't the only ones that got stuck.
No, we weren't.
So a little heads up there.
Yeah.
Petoskey, Michigan.
Petoskey. We went to a place called Legs Inn in Cross Village. It's about a 36-minute drive from Petoskey. If you go to Petoskey, you have to go to Legs Inn.
It's a Polish restaurant.
It's a Polish restaurant, and it's beautiful. The building is just beautiful, and it's just the views, and it's worth it. The food was delicious. It's fun.
Don't forget Mackinac Island. That's great. And Munising, because when you get into the Upper Peninsula, you want to go to Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a national park. You have to take a boat ride in order to really see it well.
Yeah.
But
you have to see it from the water.
Worth every penny. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And we also went to Cedarville. We stayed on the water there. That was a beautiful little town. That was a lot of fun.
Really nice there. Of course, Whitefish Point with the Shipwreck Museum.
Yes.
And Sault Ste. Marie.
Yes.
If you like to see freighters go through the Sioux Locks, this is for you.
Yeah.
Get the app. There's an app. It's called Marine Traffic, and you can actually see what kind of boats, how big they are, what they are that are approaching the lock.
There are two campgrounds right there on the river. So you can, you know, make your choice, whichever. And from what I read, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan is the oldest town in Michigan.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We stayed on the St. Mary's River in a campground, and you would just watch the ships go by. And if you wanted to, it was a short walk to the locks. Just a great place to go.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you want to RV around the Great Lakes, you can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
There's so much there.
What is next on our list? I think we're
number four. Number four is New England.
Plymouth, where the Pilgrims landed.
Yep.
And we landed there last year.
Yeah.
Also Gloucester and Rockport, Massachusetts.
Oh, Gloucester. Gloucester is really cool. Now, Gloucester has the Eastern Point Lighthouse.
Oh, fantastic.
Uh-huh. And that thing was built in 1890. That's how long it's been there. And they still use it.
It's a little tough to find. But it's well worth it, right?
It is. It's definitely worth it.
Because you take that walk.
You can walk across the stone breakwall to Dog Bar Lighthouse.
It's right in the middle of the harbor.
Let me tell you about this. The substructure of the breakwater is a rubble mound covered with 231,756 tons of Cape Ann granite blocks, each one weighing 12 to 13 tons. So the breakwater was constructed in 1894 for $300,000 back then. It is 7.5 feet above mean high water and 10 feet wide. You're safe walking across it because it's pretty big and heavy.
One thing that's really great about this is you can stand there on a clear day and you can see the skyline of Boston, which is about 30 miles away.
Yeah, you can see it.
So it's really cool.
It's really cool.
Small fishing town. Rockport is awesome as well. And what is it, 150 miles north of there?
Oh, is Booth Bay Harbor.
Yeah, great place.
Yes, cute town.
Mm-hmm. That's located in Maine, but I'll tell you, just a fantastic place to go.
Yes.
All right, number five on our list in no particular order.
Oh, number five is Bar Harbor, Maine and Acadia National Park.
If you like fun, Bar Harbor is the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. You can walk through town and everything you can imagine is including our favorite restaurant, Jetty's.
Oh, love Jetty's. Yes. If you're looking for a place for lunch or dinner, got to stop at Jetty's.
Yep.
The food is delicious.
And Acadia National Park is right there.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic park.
We did the Beehive Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, this trail, it heads right up the steep south face of the peak and includes granite steps, iron rungs to climb up. Remember those?
Oh, yes.
And several handrails for exposed rock scrambling sections. So if you're afraid of heights, don't do it.
There's a lakeshore trail that's actually fantastic
as
well.
Yeah, that's flat and it goes right along the water. But this one, when you get to the top, the views were fabulous.
It was well worth it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Number six on our list of places you might consider visiting this year.
That is Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Oh, man. We loved Nova Scotia.
Sure did. And, you know, while people were down in the lower 48, sweating with hot temperatures and everything, we were up in New England and Nova Scotia, and it was like in the 70s.
Yeah.
The weather was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, it was Cape Breton Highlands National Park that we went to.
Yes, and we stayed in Chetty Camp.
And Halifax is fantastic.
Halifax was a lot of fun.
Peggy's Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfville.
Yes.
Church Point.
Yes, Wolfville. I loved Wolfville because there was a brewery there. And the brewery was actually a former church.
Right.
And it was all stone. It was just beautiful. It was really cool.
I'm scared we're going to get struck by lightning.
Yeah, really.
Yes, we did go in.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right. Number seven on our list of places you might consider visiting this year.
Number seven is Hendersonville, North Carolina.
To really put it in perspective, the Smoky Mountains.
Yes, we loved it up there. That was beautiful.
Yeah, especially the more towards fall, the better.
Yes.
We hit it right in the middle of fall and the colors were fantastic.
Yes.
So you got Hendersonville, North Carolina, a great town there.
Mm-hmm.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we actually wanted to go to Gatlinburg, but it was just...
It was jammed.
It was jammed.
We couldn't get in.
You couldn't get booked anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was booked up.
Yep.
But the Smoky Mountains, there's plenty of state parks, national parks, mm-hmm. and you can't go wrong.
Yes.
Especially in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
What is number eight on
list? For number eight, I'm going to go back out west. Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
Oh, what a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Now, Santa Fe is the capital of New Mexico.
Hmm.
And it is renowned for its Pueblo-style architecture. Oh, and the art shops and the gift shops. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Well, you just walk around town.
Mm-hmm.
There's that big square.
Yeah.
And it's really very pleasant. It's a great place to be.
You know, they say the best time to visit Santa Fe is between September and November.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to get pretty hot in the summers.
Yeah, so.
You know, so.
Take plenty of water.
Yeah, right.
Well, number nine on our list is one of our favorites.
Oh, Sedona, Arizona.
Sedona, Arizona.
That place is... I could live there.
Yeah. It's one of those places that you just... Even walking through the main section of town, you see these tremendous rock formations.
Well, you know, they've got the red-orange color of the rock.
Mm-hmm. It's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. And then with the trees, with the evergreen trees and the reddish-orange rocks... It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and the temperatures are usually pretty moderate there.
Well, they say the best time to visit is between March and May.
It's a little bit cooler. Like, people will leave Phoenix where it's 100 degrees,
yeah,
and they'll go up to Sedona and it's like only 80.
Maybe in the winter they think it's too cold or something.
I don't know.
But I tell you, you know, there's so much to do. You can hike, you can take lots of pictures, go exploring, rock climbing, mountain biking, watch the sunsets. It's just beautiful there.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And nearby is the mining town Jerome.
Yes, Jerome, Arizona.
That's a lot of fun, too.
Yes, an old ghost town.
Yeah, an old ghost town.
Yeah.
All right, finally, number 10 on our list. And I think this comes in handy if maybe you're headed out to California.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, specifically. A lot of people will travel Route 66, and they'll take it all the way to Santa Monica.
Yeah, it ends in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica Pier.
So where do you stay? It's expensive out in California.
Well, you know, there happens to be a state park. It's called Dockweiler State Park, and it's right on the beach.
It's fantastic. It's over by LAX.
Yep.
For California prices, it's very reasonable.
It really is. You know, it's about, well, I think it's about $65, $70 a night. It depends on how close you are to the beach.
Right. If you're one row behind or two rows behind,
then the price goes down a little bit.
It does.
Bit.
But you still get a great view.
Oh, yeah. So you've got the beach in front of you. You've got the ocean and the sunsets. Oh, the beautiful sunsets.
Yep. It's fantastic.
It
and
is.
You have that South Bay bike path.
Yes,
that
you have the bike
goes
path
for miles and miles and miles.
Oh, and you have restaurants all over the place. Great restaurants.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You've got El Segundo, you've got Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, and then you've got Marina del Rey.
Yeah.
So that's all so close by, and the restaurants and the shopping, it's fabulous.
It's really nice.
It really is.
And best thing about Dockweiler Beach State Park, they have full hookups.
They do. Yes, it's full hookups.
So
the only bad thing, though, there is one bad thing.
The airport's right there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
So the airports come in and take off right there.
All those jets taking off.
Yeah, you just have to wear earplugs or something if you're a light sleeper. But otherwise,
it didn't bother me too much.
Yeah.
So I was okay with it.
Yeah.
So there you have places you might want to consider visiting this year.
Yeah.
I hope that worked out.
Uh-huh.
Hope it gives you some ideas for your traveling plans. And before we wrap up, we just wanted to mention that we're going to be appearing once again at the Music Box Supper Club in Cleveland on Wednesday, June 28th at 7 p.m. The show is free of charge, but you need reservations. We're going to post the link below. So get them now because it will sell out and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun stuff planned for you. General RV and the Muskegon Watershed Conservancy District are the sponsors. A big thanks to them. So we'll see you next week. And thanks for listening.
Start planning your trips. Have fun. And in the meantime, safe travels. Maybe we'll see you somewhere in a campground.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.